Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, Rex Heuerman, as we continue to cover the saga that is this guy, they have officially ended the excavation, the investigation into his actual property, where they've been in there with hazmat suits and backhoes and ground penetrating radar. You're going through seeing what old Rexy was up to. They say the family is welcome to come back and live there again.
Okay. What?
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, okay, after all this, you're like, okay, time to go back home.
Yeah. We had water come up in our basement from the sewer. They did something backwards. I don't know if they were flushing the sewer system and something backed up into our house. And we had to leave and they came in and cleaned for 2 days. I didn't even want to come back to my house after that.
Sure.
I can't imagine coming back to this.
If you found out your husband was killing hookers and maybe possibly killed some in the backyard or in a soundproof room. Be like, well, he's not there anymore, you know.
But, you know, think about it. What could you do? We don't know what his wife did for a living, if she did anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe she relied on him financially. Is she staying?
We do know it was a two-income household. I don't know exactly what she did, but she did work. I have no idea. I can't imagine they're going to go back there unless they have absolutely no options whatsoever. But I would guess that if there's not a friend or a family member who said, come stay with us, you'd probably have actually some kind, willing strangers that would be like, look, you need a place. I'm hoping there's options for them.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I don't know if there's any sort of a victim's advocate kind of thing when you find out your husband's a serial killer. Is there something? I mean, is that like a look that up on Google kind of thing?
Yeah, it's when your husband's a serial killer and kills hookers in your house.com.
Okay.
Is the web address, actually. And
it's just awful.
We'll start going through what they found in the house or what we are aware of. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of things that we're not going to find out till they start actually examining it. A lot of it was recovery efforts. With those items, and now it's going to be turning into an investigation into those items. We'll start with the house itself, the otherwise nondescript suburban dwelling. It hides some ominous features, other than 2x4s holding up the roof. The basement was found to be fortified with concrete walls, estimated to be 2 to 3 feet thick. Interesting.
Okay, well, could it have been a bomb shelter from, like, the, 30s?
Are you giving him the benefit of the doubt?
No, believe me, I'm not. But I live in an older house, too. So I've seen those rooms. I've seen where, you know, we were so afraid that the Russians were going to bomb us that we thought maybe concrete would save us from a nuclear bomb.
I don't know that it's, I mean, it could be a safe room of some sort. I have a room like that in my house. But it has just like a wooden door on it, which I'm like, you know, this kind of defeats the purpose. We should probably put a metal door into this thing if we're truly going to call it a safe room, because I tell you what, this closet style door is easy to get open. But ours is like it's a tornado shelter. It's a safe room. It's that sort of a thing. And you
makes
know,
sense.
And I also kill hookers in there on the weekends. But other than
that, that about you.
Yeah. Other than that, it's nice and cozy. So we can all go in there and eat our ready to eat meals as the world ends, in our little concrete room. Can't wait.
Nice.
So, with an unusually heavy duty safe door. So I'm going to take a note from Rex's playbook there and get the door replaced. I'll use that.
Well, they're not using it. You could see if it ends up on eBay, you could buy it.
That's true. Honey, do you mind if we buy the door from Rex Heuermann? You know, the serial killer guy. We need a better door for that room. You know, it's got a little character, some history. It's a good talking point. Coffee table.
See how
chat.
That goes over.
The fortified room more closely resembles a vault than a typical basement or a safe room, given Heuermann's alleged double life as a serial killer. This concealed room's purpose has been speculated as a possible site for the perpetration of his horrifying acts, although law enforcement agencies have yet to confirm this. The excavation in the backyard, it brought to light an assortment of objects. Forensic officers unearthed several fragments from the ground. Some of those images you could see. They were white, they were kind of chunky, and they kind of looked like bones. It's a discovery that sparked speculation about their possible human origin. However, experts caution that these could be animal remains or entirely unrelated objects, which is true. Regardless, the find contributes to the eerie atmosphere surrounding Heuermann's property, hinting at potential clandestine activities. In the house, investigators also retrieved a colossal collection of over 200 firearms. This is someone who is a inferiority complex, insecurity, is very afraid, I would think, if you are collecting that many guns. Like, what do you, what?
Yeah.
Discovery striking in both quantity and implications. Interestingly, Heuermann only had permits for 92 of those weapons. No red flag there when you're getting 92 permits for guns and you forgot about the other 108 of them. I would think, so that's like 108 weapons charges he can also be brought up on for having them unregistered. Raising questions.
Is it possible that he could just be a collector? Why am I making excuses for him?
I don't know.
What is going on? What's happening to me?
He's a collector. You know, it's a storm room.
Jeez, stop me now. Do you want to just turn my mic down?
No, I mean, you're providing some good insight that makes sense. I was talking with a psychologist earlier today, Kate Walinga, who's going to be on the show here this week and next. And she kind of did some of the same things going, you know, in a way we can look at all these things and everything looks very suspicious. But if you took the suspicion out of this, if this was just a normal guy, a lot of people do kind of have sort of things like this, maybe not to this extent, but there's a lot of things that could look suspicious on anyone's home when they really are benign. But when you add the narrative of Rex Heuermann to the mix, it makes everything look pretty dark. So,
okay. I feel better about that because from the day I heard about this story, mm-hmm. I've had the creeps. I have a hard time looking at his picture. Yeah. I have a hard time reading the details so that I'm prepared for our segments because it is the creepiest freaking thing I've read in a long time.
But do you have a hard time writing him those letters of encouragement that you've been sending?
I haven't started them yet.
Rex, we're just...
Dear Rex, I love your tousled hair. Ugh, God.
There's nothing...
Oh, that's going to be starting soon. You know that. Some woman out there is like, oh, he's hot.
No, there's going to be... there's probably already a line. Given the violent nature of his crimes, he's accused of the weapons cache could serve as a chilling testament to his preparedness for lethal action. Among the items removed from the home were a large doll encased in glass. We're talking about that the other day, and I suspect the doll may have human hair on it. I have nothing to prove that other than that's just the vibe I got.
Okay, everybody, mark your calendar for, let's see, when you made that prediction, I think it was July 24th. I think you said that.
Yep.
So I'm putting that down on the calendar so that when that comes to fruition, we can say Tony said this on 7/24.
It'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
Also, a portrait of a woman bearing a facial bruise, because we all like to collect those. These particular items may hold symbolic or psychological importance to Heuermann, although their exact significance remains unclear. In addition to the physical evidence of Heuermann's home, the surrounding property has been subject to intense scrutiny. Authorities brought in specialized equipment, including ground-penetrating radar and cadaver-sniffing dogs, to conduct that comprehensive search. It's also noteworthy that investigators had to dismantle a wooden deck at the house during the search process. Its removal, like the unearthing of the concealed basement, indicates a thorough search for hidden compartments or buried evidence, a testament to the scope and depth of this investigation. Authorities continue to be tight-lipped about the specific connections between the findings and the alleged crimes. The investigation's focus now moves from that excavation to the analysis and evidence collected phase. And I'm sure we'll continue to learn more as the days continue to roll by about what Rex had been hiding in his home or collecting. It's a treasure trove of insanity there.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I look around at your neighbors. Do they have like secret compartments in their backyard, you know, secret burial places or, you know, areas that they've dug up? The only thing I've got is a flourishing pumpkin patch and that's it.
You have pumpkins growing?
Yes.
And you don't have those stupid, I've been trying to grow pumpkins. I didn't do it this year, but I get those damn squash bugs. And like in a day, they just destroy everything.
We have beetles. But for the first time in probably 8 years, mm-hmm. we've got more pumpkins than we know what to do with. And I don't know what changed. We used some fertilizer in our soil mm-hmm. for the first time. Not that we didn't before, but some Miracle-Gro. And now I'm afraid that they're going to come into the house. Like they're growing so fast and so rapidly that I'm actually fearful of them.
Here's what you should really be fearful of, Stacey. If you're wondering why your pumpkins are thriving the way that they are, you need to take a good close look at those around you and what may be fertilizing the pumpkins deeper in the ground.
Oh, no.
Producing a record year for you. Could it just be that extra Miracle-Gro, or could it be the bodies of central Wisconsin sex workers?
Oh, God.
Deep beneath the soil of your garden.
I guess we'll never know, will we?
I guess we'll never actually know.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest.
And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at spinquest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.